സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. ചാപ്റ്റർ 18 വേഴ്സ് 61. ഈശ്വര സർവഭൂതാനാം ഹൃദ്ദേശേർജുന തിഷ്ഠതി ഭ്രാമയൻ സർവഭൂതാനി യന്ത്രാരൂഢാനി മായയാം. ഇൻ ദി എൻടയർ ഭഗവത്ഗീത, two sadhanas are given, primary sadhana and the ultimate sadhana. Those two sadhanas are karma yoga is the primary sadhana, gnana yoga is the ultimate sadhana. Karma yoga and gnana yoga both involve bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is not a separate sadhana. Bhakti yoga is included in karma yoga and gnana yoga. This is the parampara shastra paddhati. But unfortunately, people consider bhakti yoga is a separate practice. Karma yoga is a separate practice. Jnana yoga is separate practice. Ashtanga yoga is also separate practice. Four yogas are there, they say. This type of presentation is because of not studying shastra from a traditional teacher. Whoever says there are four paths for moksha, from any path you can go and you can reach the ultimate liberation, you can attain, anyone says, he is or she is a non-traditional teacher. They do not know the tradition, the sampradaya, because it is illogical. It is not proper teaching. Therefore, we have to understand first level of bhakti, second level of bhakti. Bhakti alone is divided into two levels. First level of bhakti is karma yoga, second level of bhakti is jnana yoga. Having said elaborately about karma yoga and jnana yoga, in 12th chapter, Krishna Paramatma present that karma lakshana bhakti, jnana lakshana bhakti. Karma lakshana bhakti prepares you for jnana lakshana bhakti. So, Bhagavan again summarizing here, because people don't understand, Bhagavan knows. However much I talk, still people continue their doubts. Arjuna, once again I'll summarize, and after summary also, again he is going to summary. Final summary in two slokas. Entire Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna puts in two slokas. That we are going to see later. That much difficult for people to understand. Karma yoga is a preparing ground. Jnana yoga is the ultimate sadhanam. Bhagavan says, karma yoga means saranagati. Surrender to God. Surrender to God means not surrendering your willpower. Surrendering to God means avanendri oranu ashayadu ani solli, not using my free will and dropping everything in Bhagavan's hand only. That is not right. Here we have to understand, I have to use my free will. We have to understand carefully. While contributing to my family members, to my society, I must use my free will. to contribute to my family members, to society, I have to use my free will. Then I have no control over my free will, what result is going to come, or my children, I just advise them, but I have no control. My free will should not be used upon them to control them. I should not use my free will. Free will means I have a choice. My son should be like this, my daughter should be like this. My choice, that free will, I should not use for controlling others. But I can use my free will to contribute. Whatever result comes, I accept without any rejection, resentment, or any aversion, I accept. After contributing to my family members, my services, I contribute to them. Result or appreciation or any care from any side, I should not expect. No expectation. Sometimes the result comes in a reverse way. In a bitter manner, the result comes for your contributions. They will not recognize your contribution. At that time you feel so sad, disappointment. Real bhakti, if we have, real sharanagati, I surrender to God really. What do you mean by surrender? Acceptance of that karma phalam, whatever comes, I deserve it. That is the best for me. What I deserve, I get. What I desire, I won't get. Either Nobel Prize or any sanmanam or any praise from any corner of the world, from anybody, whatever comes, what I deserve only, I get, not what I desire. I should not blame the Lord. I should not curse the Lord. I should not give up the Lord. Suppose I don't get any care or appreciation, anything from anyone, I should not have any resentment, any disturbance in my mind. That is called real sharanagati. That is called real bhakti. So real bhakti, what we have to understand. The moment I surrender to God, I use my free will to contribute. I should not use my free will to control my son or daughter or other members in the family. You know who are all there. I need not tell you. So this is called karma lakshana bhakti. So how to worship that Lord? Bhagavan says, Arjuna, it does not mean to go to a temple only you have to worship. It does not mean you must sit in front of your puja room only and worship the Lord and buy all flowers in the market and buy lot of coconuts and putting in front of the Lord and you are sitting 1.5 hour and arati so many times you are giving. This is not only bhakti. That is also a type of appreciation you are showing towards Lord. But Bhagavan says, some people won't get temple at that place. It means that they are not worshipping the Lord. Now you go and see in Kashmir, at the borders, the warriors, they are fighting, soldiers are fighting day and night. They are taking care of our borders, country borders. There is no temple at all. Whom they can worship? Where is the Lord for them? They worship the Lord who is inside. They have to worship that Lord only. Atmatvam girijamatis sahacharaha prana shariram griham. Bhagavan is residing in my own heart. That is why in ashramas and all, where there is an old Swamiji, old guru, suppose, is there, brahmacharis have to go and serve that guru. Instead of going to temple, ashramana temple is there. But the student or brahmachari is given the duty of serving the old Swami. Old means 95-year-old Swami. He cannot move here and there. These two brahmacharis have to take in charge of those Swami, old Swami, and they serve and serve and serve. Day and night they serve. How they serve? Seeing that Guru, Swami himself as God. Why? Lord Krishna said, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hruddeshe Arjuna tishthati. Hey Arjuna, Bhagavan resides in everyone's heart. Everyone's heart Bhagavan resides. Suppose when you are traveling for many days, you don't have any murti with you, any puja room with you, how to worship Lord? You worship the Lord who is in your heart. Who is in your heart you can worship. Hridi deshe, the place in the heart. Hridi deshe tishthati. May you worship that. That's why may you be like a flute. The flute example they give in Shastra. Many acharyas use this example. A flute is that which has got 9 holes. Saptaswarams, they 9 holes means saptaswaras, front side and back side, totally 9 holes. And the player of that flute blowing the air. That air goes through the outside to exit and entries. When he is blowing, one side it is exiting. The air is coming. How he is bringing a nice music from that? Because that wood piece is shallow inside. It is shallow inside because of that air is going inside. That musician is able to play, bringing a nice music. Our body is also like a flute. Bhagavan is making use of this flute, which has also got 9 holes. Because the flutist is able to bring the nice music, that holes are not blocked. They are not blocked, but our holes are blocked. All our 9 holes are blocked with raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. Lot of impurities, if they are blocked with ahankara, ego, individuality. I am that individuality. Very difficult to drop the individuality. By birth we carry our individuality. Therefore you have to ripen the individuality and grow out of your individuality. How can I give up my individuality? What about my self-esteem? Self-esteem is different, ahankara is different, pride is different. You can have self-esteem, you can have self-respect. It doesn't mean you have to nurture your pride. Pride is different. It is a negative tendency. Self-respect and self-esteem is that which nurtures you, nourishes your personality and make you a mature person. Therefore, Arjuna, you understand in everyone's heart Bhagavan is there. Allow the Bhagavan to make use of this flute. Be in Bhagavan's hand. Oh Bhagavan, make use of me for right purpose, for noble cause. Let me be a servant to you. Let me be a useful instrument in your hands. In your hands, let me be a nice instrument so that I am useful for you in this creation of yours. In this creation of yours, make use of me for right purpose, right cause. Let me not live in a selfish way. Let me not live for my sake only. I am not living to eat. I am eating to live. Similarly, I am not enjoying everything not for my sake. I am enjoying even Bhagavan's sake only, because Bhagavan is sitting inside. Whatever you are, that is why in our culture, whole body is like a devalayam. Deho devalaya proktaha, jivo devas sanatanaha. Bhagavan is sitting inside, I am decorating this devalayam. With that attitude you decorate, you apply chandan, kumkum, lot of things, and you apply so many perfumes also. You can wear flowers, you can decorate, you can wear ornaments, everything you wear keeping that bhavana, Bhagavan, I am doing everything. Alankarana is for Bhagavan, not for my sake. This is Devalayam. I am keeping this Devalayam clean. In this Devalayam, Bhagavan is sitting. Therefore, I have to keep inside also clean, without any anger, without any frustration, without any disturbance. I have to keep clean. For such a person, Bhagavan is available all the time. That is real bhakti. Worshipping in the puja room, only cleaning, cleaning. That lady, go on cleaning, cleaning, cleaning puja room and shouting all people, don't come this side, don't come this side. And keeping this puja room, aluko alukana. Keeping this puja room heart with so much of jealousy, with so much of anger, with so much of pride. What type of puja room is this? Sanctum sanctorum. Garbhagriham this is. Bhagavan has given here. Keep this most clean place, this must be. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam. Hey Arjuna, the philosophical meaning is here. Bhagavan is sitting inside means, don't imagine that Hanuman just opened the chest and showed Rama, Sita, Lakshmana, all of them, and the madri, enak open panna, enna varuna blood da varum. It is a picturization, it is a dramatization, the concrete dramatization that is because until we understand, until we come to that stage of understanding, that is satta spurti pradata Bhagavan asti. Until you understand, they teach only Prahlada story. Prahlada showed that Hiranyakashipu, that Lord Narasimhavataram, Bhagavan showed the little drama. Until you come to that point, what point? Satta rupena, chit rupena. What Tyagaraja sang? Satta matrama chala nammitini. Bhagavan is in the form of Sat. In this heart he is there. Not really in the heart in Satta Rupa. I am that Sat. Final, that is. So, worshipping outside Bhagavan in concrete form, you have to understand that Bhagavan here in the abstract form, that is formless Sat, Sadrupena, Satta Rupena, Satta Spurti Pradata Bhagavan. He is blessing every Nama Rupa in, by giving existence and consciousness. I am is called, I means consciousness, am is existence. Therefore, Bhagavan is available Hriddeshe, Sanctum Sanctorum. Hridi, heart of whom? Not one or two. Sarva bhutanam, including in my mother-in-law also. Including in my daughter-in-law also. Including in my sister-in-law also. Including in my neighbor, cantankerous neighbor, problematic neighbor also. Who are all giving problem to me also in them? Who is there? Bhagavan is there. Sarva bhutanam. Some animals are so nice, some animals are so bhayankara. Some birds are so nice, some birds are not attractive. Some insects are fine, some insects are not fine. But that outer physical features may differ, but inside Bhagavan is in the form of consciousness. Bhagavan is in the form of sat, existence. That is what I have to grasp. Sarva bhutanam. Then how I am there inside? I am making that body, mind, complex. Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. That body, mind, complex belongs to maya yantram. This is yantram. Children, they have a lot of dolls and they give the key. No? And the key could then the doll move, car, plane, something. real like that. Here I am the satta spurti rupena mounting the body mind complex and giving a key, making this yantram brahmayan, moving from Mailapur to Tinagar to Annanagar to Adayar to going here and there. Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra arudhani iva, just as the power, electricity mounting onto that instrument machine and makes the instrument to move. Similarly, this instrument, Maya Yantra, you know, puppet show. Have you seen puppet show? In the puppet show, the person sits on the top, holding the thread, strings in his hands and making them to dance. You generally, we don't focus on the thread and the string. You see only those dolls moving, dancing, and Rama, Ravana fighting, both of them fighting. Two persons are sitting there and moving. Like that, Ishvara in the Sat string, Chit string, making this two strings and making these dolls to act. Wife role, husband role, fighting each other. What are those strings? If those strings are not there, these dolls cannot move also. Similarly, Bhagavan has given that Sat string, Chit string. Sat is existence, Chit is consciousness, sentience. Then both will dance, fight, sometimes dance, seller aluvar, seller sirupar, seller aludhugonde sirupar. Drama going on. Night vandavadare, thungirva. And the Sat, Chit, both are there inside. But when the yantram gets up, again start. Yantra arudhani mayaya. That is my maya shakti. With that maya shakti, I make this maya yantram to function. Arjuna, recognize me. If I am not there in this universe, nothing can exist. This is the Bhagavan's presentation. Therefore, learn to do Atma Puja. Atma Puja is the highest puja. Until you recognize your Atma Swarupam, you worship the Lord as Krishna, Rama or different deities. Then you come to Atma by studying Shastra, do Atma Puja. Atma Puja means you need not put flowers on you. You just mentally worship that consciousness, existence, principle, I am. I am only here. Jivatma is Paramatma. Paramatma computer. Param computer. Computer like Paramatma knows everything. Our Jatakam, Bhagavan knows what is the best. Bhagavan gives. Whatever comes to me, that is the best. What I deserve, it comes to me. Don't ask any time why Bhagavan is not giving this and that. Bhagavan knows very well. Many times children also shout at mother, why my mother is not giving this, why my father is not giving this. Children always have disappointment with their parents, sometimes anger also. But parents, carefully, they know what to give to children. Similarly, Bhagavan is our Mata Pita. We have to consider Bhagavan like that. Once that bhavana comes, we never have any sadness in our life. We never miss anything. We never lack anything. Because whatever is the best, Bhagavan is giving to me. Whatever Bhagavan is not giving to me, everything is for good only. Bhagavan is not giving. Think like that. Is there a place for disappointment? Tell me. Is there a place for anxiety? No. Whatever has come to me, Bhagavan has given. Whatever has not come to me, Bhagavan has done good. Therefore, no disappointment for a real bhakta. Next shloka. Tameva sharanam gacham. सर्वभावेन भारत तस्प्रसादात् परां शान्तिम् स्थानं प्राप्स्यसि शाश्वतम् How to convert ordinary, mundane, worldly duties or actions as divine? Divine activities, divine duties. How to convert? Action you need not change, but you can convert the ordinary family duties, cleaning your house, washing your clothes, any other work for that matter, how to convert into a divine activity in this manner. Lord Krishna presents three principles we have to understand. Number one is, first level of karma yoga, karma phala arpanam. Karma phala arpanam is called tameva sharanam gachha. Buddham sharanam gachami. You need not surrender to Buddha. You surrender to Bhagavan. Don't surrender your buddhi to Bhagavan. People, they surrender their buddhi also to Bhagavan. You surrender to Bhagavan means not buddhi surrendering to Bhagavan. Not using my free will and surrendering to Bhagavan totally. ஐ பகவானுக்கு தெரியும் எல்லாம் நல்லது எதுவும் அது கொடுப்பார் பகவான் நான் ஒன்றும் பண்ண மாட்டேன்னா பகவான் வை ஹேஸ் டு கிவ் ஃப்ரீ வில் டு அஸ் ஐ நீட் நாட் பார்ன் ஆஸ் எ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஐ கேன் பார்ன் ஆஸ் எ பேரட் ஆல்சோ ஐ கேன் பார்ன் ஆஸ் எ டாக் ஆல்சோ ஐ கேன் பார்ன் ஆஸ் எனி அதர் அனிமல் பிகாஸ் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஃப்ரீ வில் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி சாய்ஸ் இஃப் ஐ ஆல்சோ லீவ் மை சாய்ஸ் மை ஃப்ரீ வில் டு பகவான் ஐ எம் நாட் யூஸிங் வை பகவான் ஹேஸ் டு கிவ் மீ ஹியூமன் பர்த் Bhagavan has given me the human birth that itself indicates I am different from other animals and other beings because I have free will. Bhagavan wants me to make use of that free will. My choice, good or bad, what to do, I have to use my free will. That is my human birth. It is a privilege. In the name of bhakti, in the name of even family members, some people, one wife listen always what her husband says. Kadavul, Bhagavan, Patiye Daivam. Patiye Daivam, suppose Kudikaran, Patiye Daivam, you should not give everything now. You should keep him in control properly. If they are not having proper habits, good habits, you need not surrender. That is wrong surrender, misplaced compassion, misplaced love. It is called abusing your free will. Make use of your free will in keeping with dharma. In keeping with dharma. No excuse, no compassion, any place. Either my son or daughter or husband or wife or anyone, my mother or father. No excuse. My free will, I know how to contribute to whom. Where it is dharmic. I never succumb to my whims and fancies or not succumb to my likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes are secondary. Primary is honesty, straightforwardness, dharma, Bhagavan's law, the principle is important here. That is why Satyabhama raised her bow and arrow upon whom? Upon whom she raised? Enna varavele? Narakasura. She raised bow and arrow upon her own son, Narakasura. Lord Krishna, as though fainted, he is looking at her. What she will do? Motherly love comes and pours out. Or she is going to use the bow and arrow. Narakasura want to fight, even though he knows she is mother. Satyabhama knows he is my son. You all know that story. Therefore, one has to use free will. Tameva sharanam gachha means karma phalam only you have to drop in front of Bhagavan. Karma Yoga, first level of Karma Yoga, Karma Phala, you have to surrender to God. Surrendering Karma Phalam to God means not questioning Bhagavan, whatever experience coming to you, any pleasure or pain. Pleasure comes, you enjoy. Pain comes, we question the Lord. Don't question. That is called Karma Phala Tyagaha. Second level of Karma Yoga is Karma Sannyasa. Renouncing karma, it is optional. You can take sannyasa ashrama or you need not take sannyasa ashrama. That is optional, karma sannyasa. But karma phala sannyasa is compulsory for all. For sannyasi also, for non-sannyasi, grihastha also. Karma phala sannyasa, mentally. Physically you cannot offer, mentally. Mentally offering means what? Not questioning the phalam, experience. Every experience is a phala, fruit. Fruit of what? Your action. See here, you have done some action, knowingly or unknowingly, now or previously or in past janma, somewhere you have done. That karma gives phalam. That phalam is the outcome. You are experiencing that phalam. Karma, phalam and anubhava. Every experience, what you are experiencing day to day life, it is the phalam of your karma. So experience because of phalam, phalam is because of karma. So the experience comes, bitter experience, even vyadhi, a type of vyadhi, disease, sometimes pain, problem. To my kith and kin in the family, my dear and near are suffering, suppose. It is also a type of dukkha. It is also a type of experience. Why it is coming? It is a phalam. Because of karma. When I have done, you do not know, Bhagavan knows. That's why that experience, when it comes, your bhakti should not be reduced. That phala you do, drop that phala to Bhagavan. Give me strength to face this phalam. I am not asking you to change the phalam. I am asking you to give me the strength to withstand to this phalam. Certain types of diseases, when they come, how painful it is. Because body is a karma phalam. That pain we have to undergo through this body. There is no body, no body in this world without a disease. A small way or big way, one time or other, everybody has to go. Vyadhi, jara, marana. Compulsory. Be ready for that. That itself is sufficient. You need not require any other karma phalams. In the mood, podo. Idi thangradhiki sakti venum. Old age enna more painful. Kaalu kai aadamale irukkumbodhu evlo kashtama irukum. Old age. The old age coming because body is, you know, decaying naturally. Diseases are bound to come. Genetical, hereditary diseases or any climatic diseases, anything can come. So be ready to face that phalam also. Of course, final death also. Therefore, all these are bound to come to this body. That pain also. Bhagavan, give me strength to face this experience. Tameva sharanam gachyada karma phalatyaga. Karma sannyasa is optional. Karma phalatyaga is compulsory for everyone. Third sharanagati is jnanena kartrutva tyagaha. Don't say, I have done this to you, to that people, this people, society, na idu panna adu panna solladhe. Kartrutva tyagaha. Don't claim that ownership. I have done this. The doership, give up. Na onnume pannalana appadi sollanum. Wife or husband or father, mother, they always say, I have done so much for him. This doership, this is the most, the greatest bondage. The kartrutva bhavana is called burdensome, it is called bondage. It binds you. And parents do so much to the children, and that mother, one son or one daughter studying 10th standard, 12th standard, this mother thinks as though she is ruling the entire world. Madri, andamma, இந்த பையன் ஒரு 10th ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் 12th ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் படிக்கும்போது and she controls everyone, he is my son, I am bringing up and he is going to IIT, he is going to become so big like that she is thinking, and she forgets the whole world and she never care for anyone, even husband also. And the payan anna, and he gets wings and goes America, that's all. In amma vittittu poiduvaanga, poi kalyanam pannittu appa amma varanum daasi maadhiri sello seva pannana, still she is lingering for his love and care and affection. The day comes, she is alone. The day will come. Therefore, that is too much for any mother in the name of caring son or daughter, bringing up them as though thinking she is only bringing up. Enna bringing up? That ahankara should not be there, either to mother or father. And separating the son from all people, relations, everything, and making study. Enna de paithyam. And that child doesn't know anything, relations, tata, paati, yaarume theriyadu. Enna paiyan padikkanuma. Tata kuda pesakoodadu, paati kuda pesakoodadu, yaar kuda pesakoodadu, enga pokoodadu. And she thinks as though she want to bring him up. Especially modern mothers, I am seeing single parent, no, single child, it's not single parent, single child. One son or one daughter, irundha romba paithyam jaasthiya irukku ippo. Na nariya paathirukka, adhukku dhaan solren, I am not pointing out anybody here. Okay, that person is not here in this class. Okay, he is somewhere. I have seen many ladies and father or mother, they are thinking that alone, bringing up the children. Why I am talking about this? Kartrutva bhavana. That much kartrutva. How much you are taking, and this is a wrong partial syndrome, not knowing the child to grow emotionally with all family members, relatives. The child has to grow and mature and theriyamale, and the child ku enna varum apparam psychiatrist da kootittu ponu, enna the child is not emotionally mature, child has not got anyone's love, affection, care, anything. Only mother, boochi, amma anna boochi madri aidapram. And the child is not able to say anything to mother also. Later that child suffer like anything. Whom we are bringing? A sick child, sick son or daughter we are bringing up. Not a healthy child. Unknowingly. Because of sheer ignorance. Therefore, kartrutva tyagam is important. Otherwise, you will be bound. And like a cocoon, no, the pattu purugan solva, silk worm. And the silk worm, they themselves put that silk thread and they die inside. Adi madri, we also like that only. My son, my daughter. Later what? You are bound by that love and affection only. Finally, you get only what? Disappointment. Lot of disappointment, because either son or daughter, any relation for that matter, they change. It is anatma, it is bound to change. You cannot stand if they change their mind and they grow out of you. You cannot stand, you go to depression. That is a big problem. Therefore, never develop any attachment with anyone. Care, take care, but never have attachment. That is called kartrutva tyagaha. Therefore, Arjuna, tam eva sharanam gacha. Tam means that Ishvara, only who is in your heart, who is in your heart, may you surrender to him. Sharanam gacha. Acceptance of karma phalam is called sharanam gacha. Sarva bhavena manasa vacha karmana, wholeheartedly you have to surrender, not wholeheartedly. HOLE wholeheart is not problematic, it is harmful, but WHOLE wholeheartedly, if you surrender, is it good also. That's why give your heart to Bhagavan, not to cardiologist. Give your heart to Bhagavan. Give place to him. Tat prasadat prapsyasi sthanam. By surrendering to that Lord, sarvabhuta antaryami ishwaram. Tam means sarvabhuta antaryami ishwaram. who is in the heart of every living being, you surrender to that. Means what? May you get jnanam, knowledge about that sat and chit as your real nature. That is called real surrender. May you understand. Prapsyasi means pratyagabhinnam paramatmanam prapsyasi. You attain that paramatma who is non-different from you, the jivatma. You attain that paramatma who is non-different from you, the jivatma. You attain. Attain in within inverted commas. Attain means nothing that I, the jivatma, am sat chit. Paramatma is also sat chit. Therefore, I claim myself as sat chit, not this body mind complex, ordinary wife, ordinary mother, ordinary, extraordinary paramatma I am, that I claim myself. Pratyagat abhinnam paramatmanam. Who is Sachidananda Swarupam? I attain. Arjuna Krishna says, you attain. Appra enna solanum? I will attain definitely. Enna solanum? Ennuma paavam Krishna solraar ennu sollakoodadhu. So you will attain that inner self. You understand your inner self. You understand your inner self as Paramatma. Param shantim shashvatam sthanam prapsyasi. What is that understanding inner self? And by that time I understand, I get lot of hunger and thirst and tiredness. You should not have tiredness here. You must be active, understand jivan mukti. Param shantim means param computer. Ella computer veda param computer anna jivan mukti. Syashvatam sthanam mokshapadam. You attain via jnana yoga. Mokshapadam you attain means veetla poi ukkarundhe bhagavan munnadi mokshapadam 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 param padam anna appella varadu class la ukkarundhe olunga oru oru slokathukku artham purinjikanum. Pada pada artha must be threadbare analysis I have to do. Dissection pannuvaanle and the zoology la and the animals and the frog and all, they do dissection. Nella dissect panni oru oru part pathi clear ah eludanum. Theriyumillayo? The science students can know that. Inda pakkam oru bomma podanum. Nella dissection panni adhukku arrow potti oru oru part ah pannanum. Appra inda pakkam enna eludanum? Oru oru part, what is its nature, its function, everything we have to write. Yes or no? Yeah. In the pakkam, it is theory. It is practical dissection. In the pakkam theory. Adi madri class lo ukkandi. Bhagavad Gita shloka, one shloka, each shloka. As Guru is teaching, one shloka, I have to do threadbare analysis. Yes, this is sat, this is chit. That sat chit is this nature. Like that, I have to understand. పదార్థ ఇది ఎన్నమో కాలక్షేపం మాదిరి ప్రహ్లాద చరిత్రం ధ్రువ చరిత్రం మాదిరి ఇల్ల ఇది. యు హ్యావ్ టు అప్లై దట్ ల్యాబొరేటరీ ఈజ్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ హియర్ యు హ్యావ్ టు అప్లై అబ్జర్వ్ యువర్ మైండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద థాట్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ మైండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ బుద్ధి వాట్ ఆర్ ద పంచకోశాస్ యు హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ హూ ఈస్ ది సత్ హూ ఈస్ ది చిత్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఎల్ల అనాలిసిస్ పండణం అప్పో అమ్మా பண்ணிதான் ஆகணும், வேறே வழி இல்லை. நானிய பந்தா அயனாய வித்யதே, தேர் இஸ் நோ அதர் வே. யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வே, தென் ஓன்லி சாஸ்வதம் ஸ்தானம் பிராப்ஸ்யசி பராம் சாந்திம். வை லிவிங் யூ அட்டைன் ஜீவன் முக்தி அண்ட் அட்டைன் பீஸ் பராம் சாந்திம். After leaving this body, you understand, you merge with the total consciousness. You merge with the total consciousness. That's all. There is no going, traveling. First, in the beginning, what do we say? There is space in the pot. That is the shloka. Ishvara sarva bhutana hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. There is a space in the pot, there is a space in the hall, there is a space in the stomach also, there is a space in the mind also sometimes. there is a space. This is the first cage, LKG, UKG lesson. Now I will, when I say there is a space in the pot, yes, Swamini, pot is nice, there is space. How do you know? I can pour water, I can pour milk. Nanna irukka lesson. Achi pichi, idu lesson illa, idu thappana lesson. Really speaking, space is not in the pot. Tell me, what is the real lesson, right lesson? Pot is in the space. Pots may come and go. Space cannot come and go. Need not come and go. Why it cannot come and go? Why space cannot come and go? It is all pervading. Idu purinjadillayo? Mari Vedanta em puriyadhu? Bhagavan is inside the heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hruddeshe arjuna tishtati. Very nice sloka, Swamini. Thank you. And that is not over. With that sloka's teaching is not over. Really speaking, Bhagavan says that sat chit atma inside the body is first lesson, LKG lesson. PhD lesson is what? All bodies are in sat and chit, atma. The sat and chit is inside Ishvara Rupena, I said. But really speaking, all bodies, pots like bodies, are in the space like atma. Who is that atma? I am. Therefore, all bodies are in me, or atma is in me. Previously, what we said? Atma is inside. Atma is inside. No, I am atma. All bodies are in me. My eva sakalam jatam. My sarvam pratishthitam, my sarvam layam yati. This is what the teaching. Understand? That is called param shantim prapsyasi anantaram shashvatam sthanam. Shashvatam sthanam illya. Where I have to travel now? As atma chaitanyam, where I have to travel? Sattu chit is all pervading. Bodies are coming and going in this sat and chit. Understand? Understand. Understood. Okay. Next shloka, 63.
Iti te jnanamas khyatam guhyat guhyataram mayam vimrushyaitadasheshenam yadhichyasi tatha kuru.
Very important shloka. Having said everything, iti, thus, Arjuna, my teaching is over. My advice is over. Te jnanam akhyatam. The jnanam, the knowledge is given to you. The very secret, guhyat guhyataram jnanam. This knowledge, which is the secret, subtlest secret, guhyat guhyataram, more secret among the many secrets. It has been imparted to you, it has been given to you, Arjuna. There are nine secrets in the world. Nine secrets. This atmajnanam will not come under those nine secrets. And the nine secrets above, beyond that, that's why this is supra-scientific knowledge. We call it as supra-scientific. Supra-scientific knowledge is the topic of Bhagavad Gita or Vedas. What are those nine secrets? Na? First one, ayuhu. You should not say your age also. Your age, solle kodadu. Ayuhu, vittam, how much wealth you have got, keep it secret. Don't tell to your even family members. Ayur vittam grihachidram. Veetla irukkira sandai edavadu por. People, there are lot of problems in the family. We should not grihachidram. There are lot of intricacies in the family, lot of disturbances in the family. You should not reveal to others. Only your guru, well-wisher, only one person, your well-wisher, friend, or you can, ellarku poi solla koodadhu, veetla irukkira prachna ella solla koodadhu. Griha chidram, chidram anna prachna, tamil la prachna enna ore periya prachna. இந்த பிரச்சனைக்கு தமிழ்ல பிரச்சனை என்ன, பெரிய பிரச்சனையா இருக்க சுவாமினி என்ன. கிரகச்சித்ரம் சீக்ரெட், மந்திரம் ஔஷதம். சோ ஆயுஹு வித்தம் கிரகச்சித்ரம் மந்திர ஔஷத சமாகம யூனியன் வித் யுவர் பார்ட்னர், தட் சீக்ரெட்ஸ் யூ ஷுட் நாட் ரிவீல் டு அதர்ஸ். வித் யூனியன் டு அவர் ஸ்பௌஸ் யூ ஷுட் நாட் ரிவீல் டு அதர்ஸ். சிக்ஸ் ஓவர் தானம், எனி டைம் யூ டூ சேரிட்டி டோன்ட் டெல் அதர்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ சீக்ரெட், கீப் சீக்ரெட். நான் வேடேஸ் தே ஆர் அனௌன்சிங் இன் த மைக் ஆல்சோ, அதுக்காகவே கொடுக்குறேன். ஆக்சுவலாக அதுக்காகவே கொடுக்குறோம் நம்ம, அப்படியெல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. தானம் ஆல்சோ சீக்ரெட்டு. தென் மானாபமானவ், மானம் அண்ட் அவமானம், எனி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் யூ கெட் ஆல்சோ டோன்ட் say to others. Even avamanam also, disrespect, suppose you dishonor you get somewhere, some place, don't tell anyone. manava manav cha nava gopya manishinah, nava gopya, all these nine has to be kept in secretly, we should not reveal. ஆயுர்வித்தம் கிரகச்சித்ரம் மந்த்ரௌஷத சமாகமாஹ தானம் மானாவமானௌச நவகோப்யா மனிஷிபிஹி பை த பீப்புள், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஷுட் பி கெப்ட் சீக்ரெட்லி. வாட் அபவுட் ஆத்மஜானம், கெப்ட் சீக்ரெட்லின்னு சொல்லலை, இதில் கிடையாது ஆத்மஜானம் இல்லையா. ஸோ தட் இஸ் எ குஹ்யாத் குஹ்யதரம் அண்ண கிருஷ்ணர், இது சீக்ரெட் ஆஃப் தி சீக்ரெட்ஸ். அந்த ஈஸ்வர சரபூதானல கண்ணுக்கு கண்ணாயின்னு சொல்லுவா, கண்ணு கண்ணா இருக்கிறதுக்கு பகவான் ஆத்மா சைத்தன்யம், கண்ணுக்கு கண்ணாய் காதுக்கு காதாய், கண்ணுக்கு கண்ணாய் என்ன யார் என்ன பையன் அவன் இல்லை பகவான், ஓகே பகவான். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹி சேஸ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ரிமைண்டிங் அர்ஜுனா, அர்ஜுனா யூ ஹாவ் said to me, எப்போ செகண்ட் சாப்டர்ல, சிஷ்யஸ்தேஹம் ஷாதி மாம் துவாம் பிரபன்னம், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆஸ்க்டு மீ ஐ ஆம் இன் டிஸ்ட்ரெஸ், அர்ஜுன் கிருஷ்ணா கைடு மீ யூ ஆஸ்க்ட், தட்ஸ் வை ஐ ஹவ் டாட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ், நவ் மை டியூட்டி இஸ் ஓவர். தே மயா ஆக்யாத்தம், ஐ இம்பார்ட்டட் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் டு யூ, நவ் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ, ஏதத் விமர்ஷ்ய, having analyzed this, whatever I have given to you, analyze this asheshena, completely having analyzed this 11th verse to 62nd verse of this Bhagavad Gita, you analyze 11th verse of second chapter onwards non stop. I am talking from 6 years or 7 years non based irukke. கிருஷ்ணர் எவ்வளோ நேரம் பேசிட்டாருன்னு கேட்காதுங்க, அது எனக்கு தேவையில்லை. திஸ் திங் யூ ஹாவ் டு அனலைஸ், தென் வாட் குரு ததா யதா இச்சசி, யதா இச்சசி ததா குரு, மே யூ டூ வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட். மை சஜஷன் இஸ், அட்வைஸ் இஸ், ஃபைட் இன் த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்டு, கர்ம ஃபல தியாகம் பண்ணு, எனக்கு நீ கர்மா பண்ணு எனக்கு ஃபலம் கொடுத்துடுன்னு பகவான் எவர் பாருங்க, நீ கர்மா பண்ணிட்டு எனக்கு ஃபலம் மாத்திரம் எனக்கு கொடுத்துட்டு என்ன. நவ் டிசைட் வெதர் டு ஃபைட் ஆர் நாட், ஐ ஆம் நாட் கோயிங் டு கம்பெல் யூ டு ஃபைட் இன் த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட், பட் ஐ ஆம் ஜஸ்ட் ப்ரெசென்டிங் வாட் இஸ் வாட். சிமிலர்லி சில்ட்ரன் ஆல்சோ, வி ஷுட் நாட் இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் அட்வைஸ் வி ஷுட் நாட் கம்பெல் த சில்ட்ரன் டு டூ திஸ் வே தட் வே கம்பெல்லிங். சில்ட்ரன் ஆல்சோ தேர் ஆல்சோ இண்டிவிஜுவல்ஸ், தே ஹாவ் ஃப்ரீடம். Even brother, sister, father, mother, anyone, we should not command anyone to do this like this. You can advise, you can ask them, this is better if you do it that way. Afterwards, just close your eyes, that's all. Don't think about that. Yatha ichchasi, whether to fight in this battle field you want, fight. Or you don't want to fight, if you want to run away also, still doors are open, you can go on. You can decide. I am not going to compel you, Arjuna, whether to own up your real nature or not, it is your choice. whether to give up your kartrutvam or not, your choice. Whether to claim your atma sarupam or you want to claim your husbandhood, motherhood, fatherhood, your choice. Na solla vendi na solren avar solradhi sonnar krishna yuddham pannanuma pannu illana poidu adhe maari na enna sollanu whether you want to hold on to your wifehood, husbandhood, all hood, you want to own up, claim, I don't bother. Because I said that is called samsara. You want to claim, aham atma, brahma asmi, claim. It is your choice. I cannot interfere no more. Krishna Paramatma says, next shloka.
Sarva guhyatamam
bhuyaham
shrunu me paramam vachaham ishtosi me drudhamiti tato vakshami tehitam.
Concluding words. Vote of thanks, Madri. Concluding words. Sarva guhya tamam bhuyaha shrunu. Innurvati, he want to give summarize illa summary. Summary illa summary. Hey Arjuna, shrunu. I said, yatha ichis tadha kuran shurna anjepi puita deena. Don't go like that. Once again, I am going to revise the teaching. Shrunu. Sarva guhya tamam. The secret. That secret knowledge, once again, listen from me. Paramam vachaha, supreme computer, this is. Paramam vachaha, supreme words, the truth, may you listen. Why I am talking? You are dear to me, Arjuna. I can't leave you like this, you know. Dridaha miti, you are the most dearest person to me. Ishtaha asi. I love you so much. I love you. Adhe maadhiri Krishnanukku Arjunananna romba preethi. Pohamane ukkarndittane 6 varshama vandinde irukane class ki. So adike Bhagavan Krishna solraru thanks appa Arjuna. Neenga vandadhukku romba thanks. Enna paapam na enenamo pesindirukken paavam neenga ketinde irukkeelle dridamiti tataha vakshyami tehitam. Therefore I want to say some words which is good for you. I am your well wisher, so I am taking care of you. I am your well wisher tehitam, for your sake. As a well wisher I want to again say few words, last few words. Listen Arjuna. Arjuna is ready.
Manmana bhava mad bhaktah. Madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame vaishyasi satyam te. Pratijane priyosi me.
Very, very, very important shloka. I told you, whole Bhagavad Gita in two shlokas, 65 and 66. These two shlokas, Lord Krishna just extracting the entire Bhagavad Gita in two verses. Essence of Karma Yoga, 65. Essence of Jnana Yoga, 66. Teaching is over. So the first level of religion, Bhagavan gives here Karma Yoga Sadhanam. 9th chapter, 34th verse, Bhagavan just recollecting here.
Manmana bhava, remain.
May you fix your mind on me. May you remain by fixing your mind upon me. Manmana bhava, hey Arjuna. Then, madbhaktaha bhava, be my devotee. May your life be God-centered. May you not forget me. Madhyaji bhava, may you worship me. Mam namaskuru, may you do namaskara, salutations to me. May you bow down to me. Then what? మాం ఏవ యేష్యసి, యూ విల్ అటైన్ మీ. ఇఫ్ యు సరెండర్ టు మీ, యు బౌ టు మీ, యు వర్షిప్ మీ, యు రిమెంబర్ మీ అండ్ యు ఫిక్స్ యువర్ మైండ్ అపాన్ మీ, యు విల్ అటైన్ మీ. మాం ఏవ యేష్యసి అర్జున, ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ గ్యారంటీ కార్డ్. సత్యం ప్రతిజాని, దిస్ ఇస్ ట్రూత్, దిస్ ఐఎమ్ ప్రామిసింగ్ యూ అర్జున, డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డౌట్, ఐ ప్రామిస్ యూ. తే సత్యం ప్రతిజాని, మే యూ ట్రూలీ అటైన్ మీ, మే యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ వై త్వం మే ప్రియః అసి, యూ ఆర్ డియర్ టు మీ ట్రూలీ. I am promising you, you will attain me. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.